headed up to Boston, checking out the stadium for the prank.
A few years ago, I was at a math conference, and I was sitting around at the table at dinner with a few other mathematicians. And one of them went to Harvard and started telling the story of this amazing prank that was, you know, against Harvard. And at that point, I felt I had to interrupt and said, well, actually, I can tell you a lot more about that.
Okay.
The idea was perfected in a dorm room.
Came up with the idea, actually, to prank them with signs at the football game. We threw some ideas out there as far as what the signs would say. We eventually settled on "We suck."
And my immediate reaction was, no, this will never work. However, the problem solver in me started thinking, well, maybe we can make this work.
The problem? They had to infiltrate Harvard Stadium without getting caught, sneak in 1,800 placards, distribute them to unsuspecting Harvard fans, and then convince those fans to prank themselves.
That's great.
We thought about basically every possible thing that could go wrong and tried to come up with a solution for it.
And then you put two reds on top of it.
They made fake Harvard IDs and fake backstories, fake placard designs, and a 28-member fake pep squad. On November 20th, 2004, the fake Harvard students smuggled the placards into the game.
What do you think of Yale, sir?
And go Harvard!
But then, trouble.
What houses?
How many extras?
Just showed him the front of this ID, and all of a sudden he just ran away, and he felt so embarrassed.
Having escaped one confrontation, they couldn't risk another. It was time.
This just looks like a total mess. We have absolutely no idea if this is going to work.
Look at them, they have the scooper.
It's going to happen.
It's actually going to happen. I can't believe this.
What was once a prank became a legend.
And immediately we started hearing chants from the other side, "You suck." And I think it was at that point in time that we knew we had pulled it off.
There it goes again!
I really think it didn't matter that Harvard won because of the prank. For a lot of Yale students and alumni, we definitely won that year.